He ignored unbelievable pain to keep his chapter of the 82nd Airborne Division Association together and get the Scuttlebutt newsletter to the press or conduct a flag ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery to honor the fallen. Frank never talked about the war to anybody, choosing instead, humbly, to recommend other veterans I should interview. One Sunday in April, however, he walked me through the yellowed scrapbooks that stored a large part of his life. He revealed something he had never previously talked about. He was awarded the Silver Star in World War II and the Distinguished Flying Cross in Korea. He lived only a few months longer. My work has been that of preservation, done in gratitude for a generation that sacrificed so much. I hope readers will ask their relatives, neighbors, and even strangers about their experiences in World War II. Ask the initial questions, and then step back and listen. You will learn something about the war, the human spirit, and maybe something about yourself. Overview. The elite infantry of the Pacific. All of the great armies of history had elite units. The Praetorian Guard of Rome, Napoleon's Imperial Guard, and the Civil War's Iron Brigade. As historian Jeffrey Parrott stated, in battle they were the ultimate reserve if things went wrong, and the exploiting force if things went right. Nevertheless, America's elite infantry troops in the Pacific during World War II, Marine Raiders, Rangers, Marauders, and Airborne Troops, paratroopers and gliderists, were different and special compared to the elites of other eras, as well as to the regular troops of their own. Marine Raiders. The Raiders were an elite infantry unit within the Marine Corps. Pre-war amphibious landings faced numerous obstacles, including a lack of adequate landing craft, before the famous Higgins boat landing craft were available in large numbers. One solution included landing an advance company of Marines on the beachhead using rubber boats from destroyer transports known as APDs. The spearhead unit would move inland, capture key positions, and guard against an enemy counterattack, while the main force made the landing. In June 1941, Lieutenant Colonel Merritt Edson's 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, was chosen as a spearhead unit. Shortly after the war broke out, Edson's battalion was redesignated the 1st Separate Battalion.